You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast. Our podcast is here to help you with any and all aspects of church planning and development, but with a special emphasis on congregational worship. I'm your host, Dr. Craig Gilbert, founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries, and I'm happy, as always, to be with you each and every week as we talk about important issues that so many churches must face each and every day. We really appreciate you continuing to help share our podcast to others who might benefit from it, and doing that through your Facebook pages, your Instagram, wherever you might be able to help us get the word out. Today is the last episode of the hiring process. We have been on a journey through making a hire into especially into a program staff position, looking through the multiple steps. And so if you look back through the past podcasts, you will be able to follow that process very carefully. And today we are at the last of the series, and we've made our hire now. We've made our offer. It's been accepted. We've got our schedule. Our candidate is ready to come on board. And so today we're going to talk about what does that look like when we can welcome our new hire into our church ministry. What are some of the areas that we need to focus on and be aware of that really makes the new hire feel welcome into our staff, into our ministry process, that can really make a difference in the life of our church and in the life of this new staff member. So the first thing I want to talk about welcoming this new hire, is what does this mean for the existing staff? How do you get your existing staff ready to go? You need to let them know, obviously by now they've been in this process. They know you've been looking at people. And so now it's time to let them know that the new hire is coming on. Let them know when the new hire is going to be there. Kind of give them some background. It really helps if they know about it before the church knows about it. It helps them feel like that they're very important to you and to the leadership of the church if they get to know who the new person is and when this new person is getting started. So letting your existing staff know not only who the person is, when they're going to get started, but how do they fit into the existing structure? You may need to do a reorganization, and hopefully you've already addressed that with them. If not, now is definitely the time to address it before they actually get there, the new person gets there. But letting your existing staff know what's going on, keeping them in the loop, and allowing them to prepare for this new hire to be with you. Now's a good time to take a look at your onboarding process. Go ahead and letting people know inside of your system, whether it's yourself or an assistant, or maybe if you're a large church, you have an HR department. But the onboarding process needs to get started and ready to go, ready to welcome this person as soon as they walk on campus, that you're ready to go. Letting your staff know that they're coming definitely helps those who are in HR prepare for the onboarding process and welcoming them in. The next thing you want to make sure that you do decide how you're going to let your congregation know about this hire. What is going to be the process of letting them know? How are you going to publicize it? How are you going to bring everybody in the church in the loop? We definitely want the people in the church to know that this person's coming and when they're coming. When are you going to make the intro day? What's going to be their first Sunday or their first time on campus? But when are you going to introduce them to the congregation? Making those plans. Again, having all of these plans in place before the person arrives really makes that person feel important, makes them feel like you have been preparing for them and that their arrival is something that is to be remembered. And then start looking at different ways that you can make them feel welcome after they arrive, such as, is there going to be a party? Is there going to be some kind of reception? Is that going to be sponsored by the group that they're about to take over? For instance, by the youth or the children or the music department? Are they going to be responsible for this, or is this going to be done by the staff? Is there going to be more than one? Is the church going to welcome them? If it's a move, if this person is moving into your community, can you get staff members ready to help them move into their new residence? I have to tell you that probably one of the greatest experiences of my life was when I got a new position at a church and we were moving from out of state. And the day that we arrived, first of all, they had a the church selected a real estate person to help us find a house. And then the day that we arrived, that my family arrived and that our furniture arrived, no sooner did the truck get here than there was a just a pile of people from the church there ready to help unload the truck and make sure that everything, they not only unloaded, but they helped us set up our furniture. There were families from the church who brought food over so that we didn't have to cook the first 4 or 5 days that we were there. We could really focus on unpacking and getting settled into the house, which was really important for us because we had 2 small children. And to have that kind of welcome and have these people here helping us get unpacked. I don't know how this is in other churches, but in the United Methodist Church, there is a thing called a pounding. When I was first told that there was going to be a pounding for me, I was kind of envisioning getting beat up. But a pounding means people would bring a pound of something in the old days, bring a pound of flour or a pound of sugar or a pound of beans. But what happened for us was people they stocked our pantry. We walked through the door. And they had already gotten access to our house because they knew my real estate agent. And when we walked through the door, we opened up the pantry. The pantry was already full of food. As soon as we unloaded our refrigerator, another truck of people came coming up, and our freezer got full, and our refrigerator got full. And so we didn't have to go grocery shopping for the first 2 weeks we were here that we had moved in. It was a wonderful welcome into a new community that made us feel like, you know, we were not just going to be there to do ministry, but we were going to be welcomed into their family. And they treated us like family as we came in. Not 2 days after we arrived, we arrived on a Wednesday. That Friday, two people from our children's ministry came over, and they actually took our kids. They came and took the kids to give us, my wife and I, a night to where we could just be in the house, arrange some things without having to worry about the kids. They took our kids for the entire night so that we got a night all to ourselves. It was just a wonderful gift from the congregation that really, really made us feel welcome. And I have to tell you, that was almost 20 years ago. So that tells you how memorable that was for me and how important that was for me for the congregation to treat us that way. How you welcome this new hire goes a long ways to the loyalty that they will have and the positive feelings that they will have for your congregation. The same thing goes true for when you introduce them to the congregation. That first Sunday, when you put them up on the platform, what are you going to say about them? How are you going to present them? There is one thing that in my experience that I have seen over and over and over again, it's churches underwelcoming and undervaluing new staff members, especially at the ministry staff level, music, children's, youth, these assistant pastors, these high profile, highly invested positions. The churches just underdo it. And it's not that you have to roll out the red carpet, as it were. But to be able to walk into an office, every time I've gotten into a new position and I've been able to walk into an office and my computer is already set up with my name on it. My office is already set up and doing well. Everything is prepped and ready and ready for me to get started in my job is just huge. So how are you going to work the introductions, working them around, touring them. Again, that's part of your onboarding process, getting all of the paperwork done, part of the onboarding process. The more efficient that onboarding process is, the quicker that staff member becomes part of your ministry and less like the new person. And then last but not least, when is their check-in going to be? Are they going to have regular checkups with the pastor or whoever their supervisor is going to be over the first couple of weeks? And don't always make them come to your office. There is nothing. I can't tell you how awesome it is the first time that the senior pastor comes to the office of the new hire. They're in there, they're getting unpacked, they got a chair maybe, and the pastor comes in and sits down and just says, "Hey, how are things going?" Not, "Hey, can you come to my office and let's talk," but "Let me come to your office and let me sit down with you and talk to you about how you're feeling about this position and how you're feeling about being here." This is just such an important part of establishing a great long-term relationship. And that's definitely something you want to do because you've worked really hard for this hire. We've gone through all the different steps and it's probably been several months of you going through everything, trying to make sure that all of this is done. You finally selected the person that you feel like is the right person. Now it's important that you treat them that way and set the stage to say, this is a place where you're going to be valued. This is a place where we're going to care about you, and we are hoping that you're going to do the same for us. So you've taken you through this whole process. You've got your new hire. You've brought them in. You've invested in them. You've introduced them to everyone. And now I just hope that you pray over them and that you keep them, close and you keep them valued. It's been a wonderful time going through all of this with you. And I'll have a very special surprise for our next podcast. I've got a very special topic that I want to go over with you, and I'm looking forward to that. So we will catch you next time. Hopefully this whole series has helped you prepare and get through a search process. And keep up the good work that you're doing in your church with all of the worship that you're working on. And hopefully God continues to move you through and move you forward in the mission and ministry and vision of your church. So until we talk again, God bless, and we'll be seeing you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at purposedheartministries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.